In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, your grace, your eminence, beloved fathers, brothers and sisters of Christ, here today we offer our prayers to the human departed servant of God, the human repose, Scheme Archdeacon Ambrose, an older brother. Both of us, all of us born in London, England, with Russian parentage, of course. Our parents came after to England after the Second World War. Our father, when Cossack officer, our mother, born Princess Irina Svetopolkinskaya. And we, as we grew up, we were very close to our cathedral parish in London. And over time, as we started to serve to my brother, especially from a young age, began to draw closer and closer to serving the church, the one that desired to serve the church. At a very young age, the age of 16, he left home, crossed the Atlantic, came to Holy Trinity Seminary, Georgia, where he not only studied theology, Orthodox theology, but also the way of life, the Orthodox way of life. And like many seminarians at the time, was not sure what his future was to be, whether to become a monk or whether to marry, become a married priest. But over the years, after graduation, he ended up in Amsterdam, Holy Transfiguration Monastery for a while, and then in 1983 he was invited by the ever venerable Archbishop Anton, blessed memory, to be its psalm reader in its cathedral. And from 1983 he has been here, and 10 years later, ordained to the Holy Diaconate, his first consular monk. Being an exceeding became Andranik, after St. Dominique, new martyr, Archbishop of Bern, and served as a hired deacon. He was, in fact, a cell attendant to Ludwig Antoni, and he was at the repose of Ludwig Antoni. Later, he was after the Ludwig Antoni's repose. Of Archdeacon, and he began to serve. He served the Diary Cathedral here and other places faithfully. In 2012, he was tonsured to the small scheme, and his name was changed once more to that of Ambrose after St. Ambrose of Ortona. And that not too long after, a illness from his diabetes came upon him, he lost his left leg. But nonetheless, going through these terrible things, he still had very deep faith. And as in the last years, as he tried to serve, his health declined. This past year, as he probably realized that perhaps his time on this earth is not so long, he was tonsured into the great scheme. I remember receiving the news of alarm and asking him asking him if something was wrong. And my brother typically would never tell us if something was up. Would find out the second, third, sort of kept things to himself, perhaps because he didn't want to alarm the family. It was his way. But throughout all this, we may find him a man of great prayer, a man who had love, caring for others, one who was not easily offended, one who was very meek. In fact, bearing a natural nobility in many ways. When I came to this past week to see him, not knowing what would happen, take him. When I walked into his place, I was just thinking about surrounded by icons, many books, his lists of names of people he prayed for. And one came to realize that he truly lived with God, lived with the saints, with the angels, himself with deep love for others. And it's sometimes we don't know why the Lord may take people from this earth, but we'll pray that this will be done. And here my brother was taken from us at the age of 56. He was also, he also participated in the opening and then the reversing of our St. John of Shanghai, San Francisco, one worker. I remember him calling me at 3 o'clock in the morning, my time, and the way he described it, it felt like you were experiencing past the night. It was a wonderful thing. And my brother was always upbeat. He would always encourage people to be optimistic, not to look down. I remember my early days in seminary, you know, I kind of started to be discouraged. And my brother said, well, quickly, don't let the devil get to you. Stay in your place, stay in place, all will be well. And with his love, and I see all of you here as a testimony of that love that you had for him, that he had for you. May his memory be eternal, may the Lord forgive all his sins, all which belongs to mortal, no man is sinless. From the bottom of my heart, I thank all of you for your love, for your assistance during this tragic time. Death comes like a thief in the night. We don't expect it. And yet my brother, from what I learned in the past week after, he had his stroke when he came to the first thing he wanted to receive, have confession, receive Holy Communion. And when at TSCM he had communion, my brother asked him, please read, he is called me, read the office of the Archer of the Soul. And Father Sidney answered that part of that, Father, you're not dying. And my brother said, please, nonetheless, read it. My time may come. I spoke to him, to got to speak a little bit to him on the phone. He sometimes, you know, in the past, it's sometimes hard to catch. But whenever I ask him to pray for something here at the Holy Relics of St. John, the Wonder Worker, he would always do that. And people would tell me that the prayers would be answered. This past week, as I arrived, he could really no longer speak, and then he saw his eyes opened up, he stretched out his hand to take a blessing. And the next day, as it was his, we did not know that, you know, maybe his time may be coming because his health was declining. But I again had the departure of the soul. And as I did that, he just lifted up his hand, made the sign of the cross. And other times he tried to do that, and it was hard to help him cross himself. And then I noticed that Father Anthony was in and put a chalk key in his hands. And I could see as I was praying, my brother, I could see his fingers moving on the chalk key. And so he reposed 2:20 in the more Sunday morning on the feast of our Father among the Saints, John Chrysostom, Archbishop of Constantinople. And we feel, I'm sure we all feel, a great loss to I as an older brother. You know, it's one thing when your parents depart, when it's your brother, it is hard. But look, God's help. We pray that now he will go through the journey of the 40 days and be received into the people of heaven, where there is no more sighing, there is no suffering, but eternal joy. My dear brother, Alyosha, Father, proceed with the Lord, may you dwell with him.